Hello, dear listener. It's James here, sitting in the studio, 10:45 on Sunday, the 10th of the 10th, 2010. I'm not going to make a big thing out of it because everybody else has today, really. And what a weekend it's been, actually. Rather odd weather for the middle of October. Yesterday we went to the park and saw the wedding reception of some people who struck lucky, I think, having got married yesterday. Well done them for picking a good day for it. Just about to go to bed because I've had enough. My computer's crashed and I was in the middle of arranging a piece of music. It wasn't going particularly well, but it certainly had potential until it reached a stage where every time I did something it crashed, and now every time I open it it keeps crashing, so I can't get back to what I was working on, and so it's all doomed really. I shall start again tomorrow if I have a moment. And yeah, still waiting for things, really. Job announcements. My doctor's appointment went off and I made an appointment with the hospital, but the hospital, I don't know if I mentioned this in an audio, but rejected it because I don't know why, but I've got to get back in touch with my doctor to find out if there's anything else we could sort out about my back. It's kind of odd pain that I'm getting, and it just breaks into my sleep, and we all know how important a good night's sleep is. Yes, Christopher went camping. He's 11 and it was his first camping trip with the Scouts, and I think they do things slightly different than with the Cubs, but he seemed to enjoy it. Came home absolutely filthy, which is just the way it should have been done. So Eleanor and I went into the garden to do a bit of sorting, and we had our own sort of fun as well. So all in all, it was a sort of an interesting low-key weekend. Excuse me. Starting off unexpectedly on Friday night, there's a podcast called Bagel Tech News, which is like it's a regular daily 5-minute show sort of detailing the technical and technology news, which is very interesting, very high paced, full of really interesting facts. And on Friday evening, they have a live Ustream show, which gets edited down to an hour podcast with pundits who sort of review the week's events. And for the third time, in fact, I was asked to appear on it. So obviously I'm doing something right. I tend to go in with a kind of generally cheerful and humorous demeanour about things. I don't take everything too seriously. And it's interesting because I'm not deep into the technological stuff simply because I can't afford to be. And I'm not sure how anybody can afford to buy really cool stuff now. So if you kind of think, what's the favourite thing that I can afford? And then you save up for it and you buy it when you're completely ready and you know you definitely want it. Buying this, that and the other, especially if it's on credit, is never a particularly good thing to do. And of course, we spend months thinking, we haven't done it officially for a little while, but we spend months with the, let's be happy with what we've got. And if the car breaks down, obviously we need to get that sorted, but the rest of the time we can enjoy the stuff we have, because let's face it, most of us have a massive amount of stuff to the point where I need to recycle most of it. That was the Friday night, and that was the podcast I did. And I just discovered a new podcast called Old Gold Tech, which is one of those things that when I heard about it, I thought, why didn't I think of that? That's a brilliant idea. Basically, from one end of the spectrum, which is the news, which is piling in constantly about technological advances, it is non-stop with all the big companies, Samsung, BlackBerry, Microsoft, especially Google, reeling out these new products left, right and centre. When actually, 20, 25 years ago, there was some really cool stuff about, and people have got them in their lofts. I know I've probably mentioned on Audioboo before the collection of computers I've got. And this is a podcast devoted to that. Great idea. The videos seem sort of 15, 20 minutes long. Perfect length, especially for video, because when you listen to a podcast, you can do other things. But yeah, all power to them. I hope they have lots of success with it. And with that, I think I'm going to go to bed. I've got a busy day tomorrow. I've got to sort something out before lunchtime. My boss sent me an email last thing on Friday saying, could you deal with this? So that's what I've got to do. Take kids to school, do a bit of shopping, and then I shall come back downstairs and have another go at this composition. Not entirely sure how I'm going to do it, though, because the tools I need keep crashing. I shall have to learn to play the violin myself, I suppose. And with that, I wish you a good night. Good night.